Welcome. This is Choices, and this is your host, Judy Mario. And today we are talking about whether or not we have a choice to do things that we know are not good for us or doing things that are good for us. And, of course, you know that we all have choices in our lives, and everything in our lives exists because we made a choice about something at some time or another, and the choices we made are what brought us to where we are today, and we must accept the consequences of our choices. But too often, our choices are determined by emotional attitudes and reactions to either external or internal circumstances without due regard to thoughtful decision. And when we allow negative emotional reactions to control our choices, we find ourselves facing consequences we don't want. And so today we're talking about, do you have a habit of doing the things you know are not good for you? Are you sabotaging yourself? Do you eat junk when you're stressed? Do you shop although your credit cards are already overextended? Do you buy things you don't really need instead of paying your bills? And then do you feel more stressed and wonder why you did these things to yourself when you logically know better? Yes, these are the things that we need to talk about. Your bad habits may be much more serious than you even think, because what happens is they are possibly your subconscious effort to deal with a much deeper feeling of worthlessness and self-sabotage. If you truly desire to stop these behaviors and correct the self-betrayal you are experiencing, you've got to find out what the real cause is of what's going on. You have to become aware of what is keeping you from doing and being and having what you really want. You know, most of us live inside boundaries of our own making. We ignore our wants, needs, and expectations because we're taking care of the wants and needs and expectations of others. And then we feel put upon, or we feel used. And we are trying to do what's right or healthy or admirable rather than what we really want to do. Sometimes it works, but I would say most of the times it doesn't, because it's not our real desire. When we are doing things that we know are not good for us, it's because of some deeper psychological sabotage that's going on within us. I'll give you, for example, sometimes I'll be on a diet. Well, not sometimes. Most of my life I'm on a diet. It seems like I live on a diet. When I stop and think about my whole life has been about being overweight and trying to lose weight and trying to keep myself looking good and being healthy. And even at times when I was thin, it seemed like I still felt like I was overweight. And so I would have this issue with weight, and I would be on these diets. And yet I would eat things that weren't on the diet. If somebody said, let's have a piece of peach pie, would you like a piece of peach pie? I'd say, no, thank you. And they'd say, oh, come on, have a piece of peach pie. So what would I do? I'd eat the peach pie. And then that evening somebody said, well, let's just go out for pizza. And I think, well, I can't really eat pizza because it's not on my diet. And then, boom, there I'd be eating a pizza. Because in the moment, it tasted good. In the moment, it made me feel good. In the moment, it made me feel better about myself. But then I wake up the next day or step on the scale, and I weigh another pound or another 2 pounds, and then I'd be beating myself up all over again. I'd be talking horrible to myself. I would talk worse to myself than I would ever talk to someone else. Have you ever done that? Have you ever talked really nasty to yourself? I bet you have. We beat ourselves up. And we have to stop doing that. We have to stop doing that. If we really want to be successful, if we really want to be have the things happen the way we want them to happen, or to have our lives work the way we want it to work, then we have to quit doing the things we know are not good for us. But how do we do that? How do we do that? Well, we have to learn to say no. That, too, is very, very difficult, because many of us were taught in life that no was not a good word, that we were supposed to just get along. We were supposed to do what other people wanted to do and make things better by being compliant or being flexible. And so we don't stay to that true strict behavior that we need to do to get where it is we want to go or where we want to be. I mean, it's even like if you say to yourself, you want to write a book, and you focus on writing a book, but then somebody calls and wants you to go and do this, so you go and do that. Or you have another priority, and so you take care of it, and the book gets pushed to the back, it's pushed to the back, it's pushed to the back. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. We are sabotaging ourselves. So let's look at some of the things we can do to stop doing the things that we've been doing that have been self-sabotaging and betraying ourselves, and say, okay, how can we do it differently? What can we do differently? One of the things I want you to do is get out a pencil and paper and find yourself a quiet spot. Just find a quiet spot, a quiet time for maybe 15 minutes or half an hour. And I want you to write down your non-productive or counterproductive habits. Write them down. What are the kinds of things that you do that are counterproductive to your success, to your life, to what you want to do? Maybe you stay up too late at night. Maybe you shop instead of paying your bills. Maybe you eat foods that you know are not good for you. Maybe you play computer games when you've got a clean house. You know, whatever it is that you're doing that you are sabotaging yourself with, I want you to write that down. Put it on a piece of paper and seriously look at it. And then think about, what could you do to break that habit? What could you do differently? And what is causing you to do this? What is the compulsiveness that accompanied that bad habit that you're trying to break? And then start yourself a to-do list. What are the things that you can do differently? Just make a little to-do list. And, I mean, it might be something as simple as go to bed a half hour earlier, or put a picture of yourself the way that you want to look on the refrigerator door. But start looking at the things you can do instead of what you're not doing. We have to quit beating ourselves up. We have to quit saying nasty things to ourselves. And then I want you to write yourself an affirmation. An affirmation is a statement of belief, a statement that you can be and do and have all the things that you want. So maybe you just write down, I have the habit of doing things that are good for me. I have the habit of doing things that are good for me. That's an affirmation. You're affirming to yourself that you can do and will do the things that are good for you. If it's the habit of eating the wrong foods, I have the habit of eating only healthy foods. I have the habit of eating only healthy foods. Because what you're doing is you're programming your subconscious mind. You know, the subconscious mind does not know the difference between the real and the imagined. The subconscious mind only knows what you tell it. So when you're telling it that this feels good to eat this food that's not good for me, the subconscious mind says, okay, and then you eat that food. And then the next day you say, oh, I'm such a terrible person. And the subconscious mind says, yes, you are a terrible person. So we have to become more aware of our thoughts. What is it that we are telling the subconscious mind? Are we telling the subconscious mind, I have a habit of eating only the foods that are good for me. I have a habit of doing the things that are good for me. And that's what we want to do. We want to affirm that we have the right habits. See, I had a problem. Someone told me to affirm this statement, I am at my perfect weight. Well, my subconscious mind laughed at that. I would say to myself, I am at my perfect weight. And the subconscious mind would say, aw, yeah, sure you are. Sure you're at your perfect weight. That's why you're 30 pounds overweight, is because you're at your perfect weight. Ha, ha, ha. But when I said to myself, I have the habit of doing things that are good for me, my subconscious mind could believe that and say, yeah, you do. Yeah, you do have that habit. And so I could actually believe that statement. See, our positive affirmations have to be statements that we can believe, that we don't laugh at, and that our subconscious mind can believe. So we say to the subconscious, I have good habits. I have the habit of doing the things that I know are good for me. I eat only foods that are good for me. I go to sleep at the hour of 9 o'clock at night. Whatever it is you want to believe about yourself, start telling it to yourself in a way that you can believe it, in a way that your subconscious mind will pick it up and act upon it. And remember, it takes 21 days minimum to change a habit. So you want to start getting busy on these affirmations and saying them every single day. So what was your homework? Your homework is first to write down what your bad habits are, to write down what you think is causing those bad habits, and what you can do to break those bad habits. And then you're going to start yourself a to-do list, and one of the first things you're putting on that to-do list is the affirmations. The affirmations. Because you want to start affirming to yourself that you can do it, that you can accomplish what you want to accomplish. You know, this can be very scary to come face-to-face with the truth that you are doing these things to sabotage yourself. And so you want to understand that you have to take care of you. You have to take care of that little person who's inside of you. You have to talk positive to that person. You know, some of us talk worse to ourselves than we would ever talk to someone else. And we talk worse to ourselves than we would ever allow someone else to talk to us. You know, you don't like to be around people who talk nasty to you, and yet sometimes you talk nasty to yourself, and you need to stop that. Stop talking nasty to yourself. Start saying loving, kind things to yourself, because that's how we heal whatever is way down inside of us, whatever is way down in there that's keeping us from being successful, that's keeping us from going forward. You have to release yourself from this boundary that you have. You've put up these boundaries and said, I can only do so much. And I want you to release yourself from that. Start to consider things like, if my life were perfect, would I do this? If my life were perfect, what would I do to change? Would I really want to change if my life were perfect? If my life were perfect, I wouldn't be doing this at all. I would be doing something else. And if my life were perfect, what would I be doing? And, okay, so my life's not perfect right now. But could I make it more perfect if I change something? Could I make it more perfect if I do something differently? What would I rather do than what I'm doing right now? Stop and think about that. When you're stuffing some food in your face, making yourself feel good, but you know come tomorrow that you're going to beat yourself up about it, what would you rather do? Would you rather set it down and not eat it, or would you keep stuffing it in your face? See, I have a bad habit that I'm almost addicted to food, and so I have to be very aware of what I'm eating. And I need to plan my meals ahead of time so that I'm not subconsciously letting myself try to feel better about whatever it is that I didn't feel good about earlier on in life or at a different time in life. And so I keep eating stuff that's not good for me. And I have to learn to plan ahead of time and pack some snacks in my bag. I always have snacks in my bag. People laugh at me because I always have snacks, because I know that if I get somewhere and I'm hungry and people have food that's not good for me, I'll just eat it. So I carry healthy snacks in my bag because I cannot allow myself to just get crazy and eat whatever's out there. So let your imagination roam and think about this. If my life were perfect, if I were the way I want to be, if I had the things I want to have, if I were doing the things that I wanted to do, what would that be? What would that be? And write those things down. If I looked the way I wanted to look, how would I be? And start making some pictures of yourself. Visualize your life the way you want it to be. See it in your mind the way you want it to be. See yourself in your mind the way you want it to be. And don't say to yourself, that's too hard. Don't say that. Say to yourself, it's hard, I can do it. It's hard, I can do it. Or maybe you want to say, it's not as hard as I think it is. I can do it. I can find an easier way. I can make this happen. I can achieve this. You see, we have to talk positive to our subconscious mind, and we have to talk positive to ourselves so that we start to do the things that we want to do. You know, this is probably the only life you're going to have. When I stop and think about it, this is probably the only life I'm going to have. You know, when we're young, we think, oh, we're going to have all this time out there in front of us. And then one day, we wake up and we realize we're 65 or 70 years old, and time has gone by. And we think, wow, where did it go? And I still haven't achieved all the things I wanted to achieve. I haven't done all the things I wanted to do. I haven't gone all the places I wanted to go. And so don't do that yourself. Don't wait until life has passed you by. Don't wait until it's gone. Do it now. Take control of your subconscious mind now. Tell your mind what it is that you want your mind to believe. Stop self-sabotaging. This is Judy Mario, and today we are talking about, do you have a habit of doing things you know are not good for you? If you would like to continue receiving more information on the subjects of self-esteem and self-confidence, I want you to just go over to my website, JudyMario.com, and sign up for my free newsletter, and you'll also get a free download of my audio recording, Realize Who You Are. And while you're there, just click on the link to receive a free subscription to our quarterly Choices magazine. Choices magazine has articles by many of your favorite self-esteem authors, and you'll receive that quarterly in addition to receiving your newsletter. And so go over to Judy Mario, that's JudyMoreo.com, and you will be able to sign up for the newsletter and for the magazine, and you're going to be amazed at the difference that it's going to make in your life, at the positive difference that's going to make in your life. Because if you have a habit of doing things you know are not good for you, which is what we're talking about today, how can you change? What can you do differently? How can you do the things that are good for you? Well, it's more about planning. It's more about thinking. It's more about being conscious of how you are living. It's very important for you to realize what you want. And goal setting is a big part of it. Set your goals for what you want. Write down what you want to have, what you want to do, what you want to be. And then what are the steps for doing that? Write that down. And then, you know, if you would just every day write down three things that you did that day to take steps in the direction of your goal, to go in the path that your goal is going, you know, so that you can start writing down what you did so you can see you're actually taking those steps. You're actually doing it. If one of the things you did today was simply, I said no to the donut. If one of those things that you did today was, I wrote a paragraph for my book. If one of the things you did today was, I cleaned out my closet and I only kept the clothes that I look really good in. I threw away everything else. I gave it to the Goodwill, the Salvation Army. See, if you keep working on it little bit by little bit, you will give up this self-betrayal. You will give up the bad habits because if you're focused forward, if you're focused on your goal, if you're focused on the direction you're going, and you know that there's a reward, a big reward at the end of it, you can make it happen. I'm telling you, when the doctor said to me, you have cancer, I wanted to live. My goal was to live a healthy life. I didn't think about anything else except staying alive. I started researching and reading and doing the things that I needed to do to be healthy. I started to eat properly. I started to sleep earlier. I started to take naps when I would get really tired. I started to do the things that would make me healthy. And then when I got through the cancer and got to the other side and I was healthy again, guess what? I started sabotaging myself again. I started falling back into some of those old habits. I was healthy now. And so people would say, would you like to have this to eat? And it would be something that I knew wasn't good for me. It wasn't on what I had been eating for the last year in order to get happy and healthy. But I would eat it. And then guess what? I started to put the weight back on. I started to not feel as good as I felt before. And so I started to subconsciously sabotage myself again. And I had to look at that and say, what is the deep underlying feeling under here? There's something that's causing me to betray myself. There's something here that's keeping me from being all that I could be. What is it? What thing was it that caused me to not feel worthy, that caused me to have a feeling of worthlessness and like I wasn't good enough to continue to take care of myself? And while that's not on the surface, I mean, if you see me out there, you know that I'm a self-confident person. I have very high self-esteem. I feel good about who I am and what I've done. But there was something underneath, something that was keeping me from taking care of myself, something that was allowing me to put the weight back on and to not be as healthy as I had been during the time that I had cancer. Now, isn't that interesting? That during the time I had cancer, I was actually healthier than I was afterward when the doctor said, now you're well, and I was allowing myself to not go to bed as early, to not eat just the fruits and vegetables that I needed to eat, to not take the herbs, then I started not being healthy again, even though the cancer was gone. So what I'm saying is we have to say, what is the ultimate? What is it that we want to be? What do we want to have? What do we want to do? And then do the things that we know are good for us. Create the habits that are good for us. Create the habits and let our imagination roam to think, what would life be like if it were perfect? What could it be like? And then do what we need to do to make it that way. I tell you, I talk with people every day that are unhappy. I am so sorry that so many people are unhappy. You know, we live in the richest country in the world. We have food available to us. We have houses. I lived in Africa for 13 years, and I want to tell you what. When you live in Africa, you realize that people in the world don't have the sort of things that we have here in America. We have the best lifestyle ever, and I think that's one of our problems. We have too much. We have too many choices. We have so much available to us. And yet so many people are unhappy, so many people are depressed, so many people, and I think it's because we overindulge. We overindulge in things. We overindulge in food, we overindulge in drugs, we overindulge in prescription drugs, we overindulge in alcohol, there are people who smoke, we do all kinds of things because we can afford to do it. Because we have the money to do it. I know people say, well, I can't afford to do a lot of things, but they buy cigarettes. Now, if you can somehow manage to afford to buy cigarettes, which are going to make you unhealthy, it seems to me like you could afford to buy something that would make you healthy, like vegetables. So, yes, I am a little bit of a fanatic, but the thing is, I have been faced with death. I have looked at cancer, I have faced it, and I know that there are decisions, choices that you have to make in order to take care of yourself. And everything that we do in life is a choice. Every single thing that we do. And we have to make the choices that are right for us. And if we want to be happy, if we want to be healthy, if we want to have high self-esteem, if we want to have self-confidence, if we want to have the kinds of lives we want to live, then we have to make the right choices. We have to make the choices that will help us to get there and be things. And I know there are some of you who will say, well, I didn't know how to do it, or I didn't know what questions to ask, or I didn't know. Yes, I've been there myself. I've actually said, I didn't know how to do that. I didn't know. But you know what? In this day and age, find out. Ask somebody. You can go online and you can look up just about anything. You can look up how to do something. You can learn something. If you think, I don't have the education in order to do that, you can find just about anything you need to learn online. If you're saying, well, I don't have a computer, I can't look online, go to the library. Go to a place where they have a computer. Borrow one from somebody. If you say, well, I don't know how to use a computer, you're not stupid. Learn. Learn. I get so fed up with people who say to me, I just don't know. I don't know how. I don't know how to eat differently. I don't know how to exercise. I don't know how to do this. I don't have the education. It's an excuse. We don't want to make excuses. Life is short. Life is fun. Life is beautiful. If you are miserable, you have to make some changes. You have to make some different choices. You have to choose to do things that are good for you. Stop choosing to do things that are not good for you. You are a person of worth. You are a beautiful human being. You have a great mind. You have a good body. You have everything in the world going for you. And you live in a country where you can make it happen. So don't give me that I don't know how stuff. There are thousands of books and libraries. There's every bit of knowledge and information you could possibly want on the internet. If you're saying to yourself, I just don't know how I'm going to do this. I don't know how I'm going to find out. I'm feeling stressed. I'm not as good as. I'm not as anything. I'm just not. You know, stop that. Stop that. Because you are. You know, when you were born, God gave you self-confidence. It was a part of the package. You had the confidence. And what we do is we allow other people to beat us down. We allow people to say things to us that don't make us feel good about who and what we are. And we say bad things to ourselves. I want you to change your self-talk, do your affirmations, believe in yourself, know that you can do it, know that you can have good habits. Go for it. Remember that you have the ability. You have the knowledge, you have the skill, you are more than enough. This is Judy Morio. You can find me at judymorio.com. You can write to me. I would love you to drop me a note and tell me what other kinds of shows you would like to have. I will talk about whatever you want to hear about. Life should be good. Life should be a wonderful experience for you. You can live it to the fullest if you're willing to take responsibility for yourself and do the things that you know are good for you. Make the right choices. You are more than enough.